Today on the Detox Dilemma podcast, I have the queen of tallow herself, Sarah from Willow Moon Farm. Her viral tallow skincare is all the rage on Instagram right now. And because tallow-based skincare products have become so popular, more and more companies are starting to make these products. And while tallow can be amazing for your skin, this is the kind of product that you do not want to mess around when it comes to where you source it from. Think about it. If you're putting fat on your face, which is what you're doing, you want to make sure that that cow has been pastured and grass-fed and taken care of and isn't full of hormones and isn't eating GMO foods and seed oils. The sourcing is so important. All of Sarah's skincare products are farm-made, slow-crafted, and made right on her farm with her herbs, her animals. Today is a special behind the scenes. Because Sarah's never been on a podcast before, I get to be the first. I don't want to keep you waiting. Let's dive in. Sarah, welcome to the Detox Dilemma podcast. I am beyond excited to have you on. We've been talking about this forever, and you're finally here.
Yes. Thanks so much for having me. I'm excited.
Of course. Okay. So for those of you that do not follow me on Instagram, so you may not know, Sarah is the founder, owner, creator, and all things Willow Moon Farm. She makes skincare, she homesteads, we get our pork products and our chicken products from her, and we'll talk about that later. But she's also my neighbor and my friend. And so I'm really excited to talk today about all the things, but really about skincare and your skincare company, what makes it so different than other companies out there, and why you grace the top of my toxin-free shopping guide in a lot of categories. I'm personally obsessed with so many of your products. We'll get to that. But I want to start with why skincare? Like, why make your own skincare? What's your backstory? How did you get started with your clean living journey?
So I was pregnant with my first son at the time. This was in 2016. I wanted to just be overall healthier in any way possible. And the first place I think I started was with skincare. So I went to Target and I looked at baby products. I looked at Mama Balms for my belly, things of that nature. And when I looked at the ingredient list, I didn't know what those ingredients were. Like, I knew the cocoa butter, the shea butter, those type of ingredients, but there was a bunch of other things like water and just other, obviously, probably toxins that I didn't know what they were. I wasn't educated at the time on what toxins were safe or what wasn't safe or what ingredients weren't safe, I should say. So I decided I would just start making my own because I thought that was probably the simplest way to know what I'm putting on my skin and to know that it was clean. So I started making sugar scrubs. That's where I started. I would use organic sugar cane and I would use organic cane sugar. And I would use essential oils and coconut oil. And I would just get these ingredients from the store because it was how I could get things at the time. And I was just trying things out. And I made those and they were super simple, yet very effective. And I liked them. They would make my skin soft. They would exfoliate my skin and I knew what I was using. So from there, I started making like body sprays and body butters. And I just kind of dug into different natural skin remedies. And then after that, I decided I would do a craft show. And I attended a craft show and I sold out of all of my products. And it was a huge epiphany for me. And I was just like, wow, people really loved these and they were effective and they were free of toxins. And I just thought this might be a way that I can stay home and not have to go and work a 9-to-5 and pay a babysitter. And I wanted to be able to raise my kid. But I think the biggest thing that made me want to be healthier was I lost my dad when I was 14 years old to melanoma skin cancer. It had metastasized all over his body. He was given 6 months to live. And I literally watched the strongest person I know become so ill. That changed me so much of a person, but losing him at 14 years old just made me not want that for my children. I just wanted to make sure that I'm going to be around for my kids. And I think the biggest thing for me is to be healthy in every aspect of my life. So that is a mind, a body, a all the way around. Between what I'm consuming mentally, as in searching online, what I am consuming food-wise, what I'm putting on my skin, I just want to be the healthiest version of myself or my kids. Because I do not want to ever, I don't want them to have to experience what I did.
Thank you for sharing. No, it's okay. Thank you for sharing that. There's a lot of people that just heard you say that and they were thinking, oh yeah, I've been through that. I get it. I've been through that. People whose parents passed away when they were young, people who were very, very sick and died from things at an age that they didn't have to. And our food system and the toxins we're exposed to play a huge part in that. And so the fact that it impacted you so much that you really changed your entire way that you're living your life, I think is beautiful. And I think that it's important that we share stuff like that because so many people have experienced what you experienced.
Yes. And like I said, that experience was just the biggest impact on me as a person. It's just changed me in every shape, way, and form. But I never thought that way until I was having a child of my own.
Yeah. Well, so that's another reason why people really start looking into toxins. The majority of the people that listen to my podcast and follow me on Instagram and are buying your products, frankly, because they're so clean, usually fall into two categories. People who have been through cancer, or they have a family member who died of cancer, and they, or a sister or brother, and they don't want to go through that. And so they start cleaning up, you know, their life because they see what happens. 90% of cancers are all environmental toxin related. Only 10% of them are genetic. And so I see that group of people, that demographic changing their life. But I also see young women who are trying to get pregnant and can't, or are pregnant or just had a kid. And that is a pivotal moment in people's lives where they really take stock of everything. What we're putting on our body, what we're eating, our values, how we spend our time, our mental health. It's really those moments in our life that are truly pivotal, that change the way that we see things.
Yeah, like my mom was that way. She raised us organically. She raised us crunchy. And growing up, it was the most annoying thing to come home and just have like fruit and things that you had to make. Like I didn't have Doritos. I didn't have Chips Ahoy or anything like that. Like I had to make food and make meals. And the majority of everything was organic. And now my mom literally laughs at me because I am more crunchy and organic than she ever was. But growing up, it was the most annoying thing. But yeah, I mean, this way of life just came natural to me because that's how I was raised. But it wasn't until, like I said, I was pregnant that I actually started to think this way and understand, oh, that's why my mom was that way. She was trying to protect us. She was trying to nourish us, not she was trying to be super annoying and the uncool mom.
You just gave me hope because both my kids think I'm the super, why do you have to be the crunchy mom?
Yeah. So,
you just gave me hope. I just have to wait till they like get married and have kids in order for them to get it, but that's okay.
Yeah, I don't think it kicks in until then.
You know, it's funny. I'm thinking back to 2016 and where I was in 2016. Gosh, that was what, 8 years ago? 8 years ago. And I was at that time already researching products. I made my toxin-free pivot, if you will, when I was living in Europe at around 2013, 2014, 15. That time frame is when I really made some big changes. And when I came back to the US, I couldn't find clean products. Like I would have loved to live in this area and gone to that craft show and like found you way back when, because people do want simple ingredients. And I think people forget, or they don't realize because they've been conditioned to believe that you need like 35 ingredients to have something that actually works. But really, if you just go back to what's simple, if you go back to oils and herbs and butters, if you just go back to simplicity, like those things are really the things that work the best. You don't need all of that stuff. And that's what I really love about your products. They're so effective, but they're so clean and they're so simple. The ingredient lists are short.
Yes. And I think that's the biggest thing is we live in a world today where we think more is more, but really less is more. And the more that us consumers can understand the ingredients and know what we're using, the better off we are than a mile long list of ingredients. And just hoping that it's safe, even though, you know, the bottle says, oh, this is natural, and more than likely it's not, and it's greenwashed. So I always look at the ingredients and don't believe the labeling of what's on the product, but what's actually in it.
Yeah, absolutely. And especially, you know, especially now with marketing, you know, these companies spend millions of dollars saying things like, we're free of this, 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 and this, but they're not actually telling you what's in it, you know, instead. And so I love your transparency. So take me back to those early days. You said you were buying, you know, butters and essential oils. Why did you pivot and start growing your own herbs? Where were you getting herbs before, and why did you make that change?
So before, I was just purchasing herbs online mostly, and I had a lot of obviously hands-on experience with purchasing herbs online. And the biggest thing that made me want to grow my own was the quality. Sometimes I would get herbs that looked really nice. They smelled lovely. And then sometimes I would get herbs from online and they would be like really crunchy and just like fall apart in my hands. They didn't have much scent. I just knew that they had been not the best quality. They were older herbs, or they just weren't good quality herbs. So I was just like, you know, I really need to grow my own, because even from the same company, I mean, I would purchase from one company and sometimes they would be awesome and sometimes they wouldn't. And I could just tell by the smell and just by feeling them and looking at them. So that just made me want to grow my own. I had a lot of different experiences with low quality ingredients. And that's, I think, the main reason why I try to produce as many as I possibly can.
Yeah, I've actually, so I pick up my eggs and my pork and my chicken and all the things from you on a regular basis. And you and I share a raw milk share together. So I see you every week. I'm always in your shop. And, you know, I love there. Well, number one, it always smells so good. But two, I often see herbs spread out all over the place. And you've kind of educated me on the difference between drying and curing. But can you kind of explain to everyone listening what the difference is between those two things?
So drying usually means that they're dehydrated. So they use a dehydrator, it gets pretty hot, and it dries the herbs very quickly. We actually cure our herbs. So the way that we do that is we harvest them, we wash them, and then we use a dehumidifier and we slowly pull the moisture out of the herbs. So this is a slow process. It takes anywhere from 1 to maybe 3 weeks, depending on the plant itself. But it's a slow process and it doesn't damage the plant. So when our herbs are cured, they will look and feel still alive. The color is very vibrant. They smell amazing. And that's just a big difference from having dehydrated herbs. Usually they're really crunchy if you feel them in your hands, and they're just not the same quality.
I love that. I love that you take the time to do that, because I will tell you, I like you, I've purchased herbs. I like putting herbs inside of like rollers and you know, putting them in baths and for other reasons. And you're right. Sometimes I get packages and they're just like, they're super dull looking. The color's not there. Like, you can just tell the quality is not even close to being there. But you don't just cure your herbs. You then do like a long infusion, which I think is something that really sets your products apart from every other company out there that's using herbs. Number one, the fact that you take the time to cure them. But I also think the fact that you infuse your oils for such a long period of time is also something that sets you apart. Can you talk about that for a minute?
Yeah. So for the majority of our products, we are relying on herbal infusions to extract these benefits from the plant. An herbal infusion means we are taking our plants, we're putting them into glass jars, and we are soaking them in the organic oils or butters or tallow or whatever we're using. And we do this for 6 weeks. It's a slow process, and that's why I always say our skincare is slow, farm-made herbal skincare, because literally it is a slow process and it takes time.
Let me ask you a question. Would you love to know how to read a label without being super confused about what ingredients you should be avoiding and which ones are clean? If you said yes, listen up. This is for you. I remember being that person standing in aisles at Target trying to read labels, and back then I had zero idea what I was looking for. I didn't know what a preservative was or an ethoxylated ingredient. It was all like reading a foreign language. But now that I'm a savvy label reader, I wanted to create a simple way to teach you how to read labels without being overwhelmed. That's why I created a resource I know you are going to love. It's a list of my top 25 toxins to avoid and my simple three-step hack for reading labels. It's not just any hack. It's the exact same method that I use every single day to review products and read labels, and it's the same process I teach all of my students. With these three steps and a little bit of practice, you'll be able to tell within 90 seconds if a product is clean or not. I personally believe that everyone should have this skill. You can't be fooled by greenwashing and fancy marketing when you know how to look for ingredients you want to avoid. So whether you're just starting out on this toxin-free journey or you're a seasoned pro, this information is so valuable. And here's the best part. It's completely free. Just head over to www.toxinstoavoid.com. That's www.toxinstoavoid.com. Grab your download and start reading labels like a pro today.
Yeah, I don't know anyone else doing that. I've actually asked a couple companies because now that I know your process and I've seen it with my own eyes, I've asked people, you know, do you infuse your own oils? People just don't do that. Or maybe they do it for a week, right? Or something like that. And I have a feeling it's because demand, right? Meeting demand means that you have to produce products quickly. Like sometimes you go out of stock. And if somebody's, you know, if you're going to go out of stock on a product, let's say somebody comes and everyone buys it up really fast. You know, if you have to cure your herbs and you have to infuse your oils, that's like an 8-week process for you to create more. So I know you've been growing fast. What is it like for you as a business owner to try to keep up with demand, but also keep the ethics and the values that you have of this slow farm-made skincare?
So it's definitely tricky at times, but the way that I do this is I'm constantly checking inventory. So every week I'm looking on the shelves, like what oils are currently being infused? What do we need more of? What's getting low? How much of that actual product already made and packaged do I have in stock? So it is a lot. I'm constantly looking at inventory and making sure that we're where we should be. But for the most part, we are able to keep everything in stock. If something does go out of stock, I've been opening up pre-orders. So you can go ahead and order that product and you'll be the first to get it as soon as I have it available.
I love that. Okay. Can we walk through some of my favorite products? I'm going to just make the assumption that the things that I love the most are probably your bestsellers, but I definitely want to walk through some of the individual products and what makes them so amazing. So let's start with your tallow, because tallow has become a huge thing, right? Like it's popped up everywhere. If anyone spends any amount of time on Instagram, I get advertised tallow products like all the time. Big skincare companies are even starting to make it. I want to talk about yours. What is your sourcing like and what is your process for making your tallow? Which, by the way, it's whipped to absolute perfection. I love your tallow so much.
Thank you. So for our tallow, we render it 3 times. And the way that we do this is our beef suet comes in a package and we cut it all up. We put it into a pot. And we render it down into an oil. Once we do that, we let it cool. And once it cools, usually the next day, we will wet render it again. So we wet render it 2 more times to bring out any impurities and make sure it is in its cleanest form. And then we will add our jojoba oil and we will make it into a whipped body and face butter.
Yeah. And I think what people don't realize, especially if they're buying tallow-based products, is the quality of your tallow skincare completely depends on the quality of how that animal was raised. You know, just like I talk a lot about, you never want to buy, you know, meat from a factory farm. If you can, right? In my mind, you should always prioritize grass-fed, pastured beef. Like the quality, the nutritional value, like it's like a completely different piece of meat, and tallow is the same way. Any kind of toxins or impurities or hormones or injections or anything that's put into cows will accumulate in their fat, That's where it like all gets stored. And so if you're buying tallow from a company where you don't know the sourcing, you don't know if it's been, you know, pastured, if it's free of all of those things, you're potentially putting a lot of impurities, a lot of toxins, and a lot of things on your face that you don't want, thinking that you're putting a high quality product on your face.
Yes, most definitely. So sourcing is a big deal for us when it comes to our tallow.
Yeah. And I love that it comes from regenerative farms. And when we talk about your homesteading and your meat, we'll go over that. But so the next line that I want to talk about that I love so much is your Glowing Goddess line. So talk to me about that.
Okay. So this is a collection of products. It's a face toner, a face serum, and a face cream. It's amazing for anti-aging, diminishing dark circles, blemishes. It's especially lovely for those that have super sensitive skin. We use our herbs, calendula and rose, which are grown in our gardens. And it's just amazing for promoting a natural, healthy glow. That's why I call it Glowing Goddess.
So let's talk about the calendula and the roses. You also have a healing balm that I use all the time that has infused calendula in it. In fact, we had an incident with our dog across the street, and I fell and got really bad road rash. And I've been using your healing balm that is full of calendula, and I love it. It's basically my Neosporin replacement. I don't even own Neosporin. I just use your healing balm. So why is having calendula because you have that in a lot of your skincare products. Can you just kind of explain why that herb is so important and what it does?
Yeah. So calendula and comfrey, I would say both of those two herbs are my go-to for anything healing. They have antibacterial properties. They have anti-inflammatory properties, and they are the best ones on the market for healing. So you'll find them in our healing salves, our crunchy mama balms. You'll find them in some of our facial products as well.
And it's in your baby. You have a baby line now, right?
Yes. It's in the crunchy mama balm.
I love it. Okay. Another favorite of mine is not skincare at all whatsoever. Everybody knows I've been going through this process of I quit dyeing my hair, and I've been really, really focused on growing my natural hair out after like 25 years of dyeing it. And a part of my regular routine of hair growth has been your Rosemary Luscious Locks serum. And in full disclosure, I think I purchased about 10 different rosemary serums because they're very popular. Everyone's kind of, you know, doing that now. It's a thing. For hair growth, hair oiling, all the rage. And I tested all of them. And I love yours the most. So tell me about your Luscious Locks serum and what makes it so amazing.
So I think what makes ours different than the majority of what's on the market is, again, that we infuse whole plant matter into the oils. So we rely on rosemary and horsetail for this product. Most of them on the market just have essential oils in them, which is great, but it's also amazing to incorporate these whole plants. So rosemary stimulates hair growth. It improves the blood circulation in your scalp. And then the horsetail actually helps to make you produce more collagen, which is very important for your hair.
Yeah. And this is you do the 6 weeks, right? You infuse it for 6 weeks.
Yes, all of our herbal oil infusions are done for 6 to 8 weeks minimum.
Yeah, I think that's what probably makes it work so well. Because I can tell when you spray something or you put something on your hand, and if I put the oil on my hands, like I can actually see the difference, that the coloring is different on it. A lot of the other companies, they're completely clear, where yours has like a tint to it where you can see where the herbs have been infused in the oil. So it's definitely something you can see with your naked eye. You can also smell the difference. I can smell the difference. So yeah, love that product. Absolutely one of my favorites. On the top of my shopping guide under growth oils, you can go get some. Okay, lastly, let's talk about your blemish roller. This is something that a lot of people ask me, a lot of people with acne. The biggest issue with acne products on the market, in my opinion, is that one, they're full of toxins, but two, they strip your skin and they dry you out. And so they can often exacerbate the problem, or your skin needs you to continue to use it constantly, right? You can't get off of it. Your skin starts to need the way that it strips it, and then it puts the moisture back in it. And so I usually tell people, rather than buying products that are specific for acne, buy a gentle cleanser, right? Do something really gentle, but then use something like your blemish roller. So what's in your blemish roller?
Our blemish roller contains blue cornflower, yarrow, and comfrey. All three of them are anti-inflammatory and have antioxidant properties. They help to soothe irritated skin, but they also help protect it against free radicals.
Yeah, I think that free radical thing is a big deal because I think that causes a lot of breakouts for people and all the antioxidants that are in there. So instead of trying to dry out a blemish, you're nourishing your skin. So
exactly.
Yeah.
And this blemish serum roller has actually been a life changer for me this pregnancy. So if you don't know, I am pregnant with my third child. I'm 35 weeks and I've never really suffered from hormonal acne. And I'm not sure if it's a girl thing because I do have two boys and I'm having a girl this time, but I've had hormonal acne all along my jawline. And the only thing that has helped clear this up is this blemish roller. I use it every morning and every night, and it takes about 24 to 48 hours, and it slowly clears it up without drying it out. And yeah, it's just amazing. So this product has been like my best friend this pregnancy.
Here's the thing. I waited way too long to get a red light therapy device, and I don't want you to make the same mistake. It's been a total game changer for me. A few years back, I had never really even considered or knew what red light therapy was, but I was doing everything I could to heal from Hashimoto's, and I found some interesting studies showing how red light therapy could help improve thyroid antibodies, and that really piqued my interest. But what sealed the deal for me was the research also showing that it could do so much more, like smoothing skin, reducing signs of aging, decreasing inflammation, improving digestion, and even increasing collagen production. So after diving into the research, I finally took the plunge and I got myself a Lumbox. And let me tell you why I chose Lumbox out of all the options out there. First off, the quality is top notch. This little thing is powerful. Its luminosity is higher than any other handheld device that I have seen on the market. And it's portable, battery operated, and it's versatile. I can use it anywhere, anytime, anywhere on my body. Whether I'm targeting my thyroid, improving my gut health, or just giving my skin a boost, Lumbox does it all. Plus, it's zero EMF and it goes through rigorous third-party quality control, so I know I'm using something safe and effective. So if you're ready to take your thyroid health, your skincare, or just your overall wellness to the next level, you need a red light therapy device. Lumbox is the one that I trust, and it's the only one you'll need. And because I want you to experience these benefits too, I've teamed up with Lumbox to offer you an incredible $260 off. That is a 40% off reduction from the regular price. Just head to the link in the show notes to grab yours. Trust me, this is one wellness tool you don't want to miss out. I've gotten a lot of reviews on that product from parents who bought it for their teenagers who are thrilled about it. I think it's a lot easier, especially for teenagers, to give them a roller to use rather than like a whole skincare system. As the parent of two teenagers, I can tell you that is absolutely true. It's a very simple way to help support your skin. So for my audience, you've been kind enough. Any of your products are all listed over on my toxin-free shopping guide in the different categories in skincare, hair growth, the baby section. So the code WENDY10 gets you 10% off of your order. So highly recommend people go check out your products because I love them. But now I want to pivot and talk about homesteading because you don't just make farm-made skincare. You raise animals, you raise meat, and you, as you have added those things to your homestead, you've started incorporating them into your skincare. So at what point in your process of, you know, starting out crunchy, making your own products, and then creating your own skincare line, were you like, you know, I need something else to do. We should probably get some animals around here. So when did you start homesteading?
When I first started this business, my husband, Brian, that's who I lived with at the time, obviously, he lived in the side of a mountain. And when I say the side of a mountain, I mean literally a house. Like imagine a mountain and a house put right into it. We had a driveway a quarter mile long. We had no front yard. We were surrounded by literally boulders. So that environment and having a child, it just really made me be like, I want to have a yard. I want to have a garden. I want to have a way to, you know, I was thinking so small then. So not even quite like maybe a very small homestead. Like I want a few raised garden beds. That was like where I first started really thinking about how could I produce a little bit of my own food, some herbs to cook without my front door. And there just wasn't, like I said, any yard, anything. So we decided that the best thing for us as a family was to start looking for a new place to live. And on this journey, it's a really long story, but we began searching for land. The market was super dead at the time. This was in 2018. There wasn't much out there. My husband owns his own business, power washing. He got a phone call that someone wanted their front porch washed. He goes out to the house. Well, lo and behold, it is my childhood home. So my mom had purchased 25 acres. She had built a home, which is now our home. And it was all wood, so it wasn't a farm or anything like that. But the guy had told my husband, I'm getting this porch clean because I have a realtor coming out tomorrow to take pictures of everything and list this house on the market. And it was mind-blowing at the time. It's like, we literally are talking about selling our current home, moving, and my childhood home just comes on the market. So we did a for sale by owner. There was no realtors or anything. We went to the closing table and that was it. We purchased my childhood home. We had 25 acres. And the first thing I did was I was out buying plants literally before we even went to the closing table. We were staying at my mother-in-law's for 3 weeks and I already had all these plants out the front door of her home ready to take to our new home. I was like, this was in May. So it was at the end of May. So I was already like behind the game. And I was like, I got to have plants ready to put in the ground as soon as we get there. So that's what I did. I started in the backyard. My husband tilled me up a little spot and I just started with a few plants, nothing crazy. Later that fall, we got into chickens so we could have our own eggs. And honestly, it just went from there. It's just like they call it chicken math. Like we started with chickens and then it was like, let's get the goats and then let's get the pigs and then let's do this and let's build a greenhouse. So it was just like a spiral of, let's become more self-efficient, know where our food is coming from, love raising my children outside, outdoors, and around the animals. So yeah, that's kind of how that all happened.
So every time I hear that story, I'm like, oh my gosh, like the universe just delivered. It was like, this was meant to be, and I selfishly, the fact that you're my neighbor, I can like literally go through my backwoods and walk through your farm and your homestead and get to see all of the animals and pick up my meat. I just love it. I love all of it. I love that you're so nearby. I can't have my own homestead where I live now on the lake. So I live vicariously through you. And I love that, you know, your son's always running around barefoot and shirtless and feeding, you know, goats and running around with the animals. And I know you do like showings where you bring people on the farm to come like see everything. And I encourage anyone, if you live in the area, Sarah is right outside of Winchester, out where I live in Virginia, and it's just a fantastic place to go visit and to go see. But okay, so you started with chickens and then you got the goats. And so at that point you were making soap. So let's talk about the goat milk in the soap. So you started with goats, had some babies, and then you started milking them and using the raw milk in your soaps. So why is, and my audience is used to me talking about drinking raw milk, but why is raw goat milk in soap so much better than, say, like buying pasteurized goat milk?
Yeah. So when I first started making goat's milk soap, I was outsourcing it and legally I had to buy it pasteurized. When you do pasteurization, it takes the majority of the nutrients out of the milk and we want all of those benefits just like you do for drinking. We also want them for our skin. So that was the biggest reason why I wanted to have my own goats. Also the quality, again, there's nothing better than me being able to walk out of my house and harvest those herbs, milk those goats, you know, have everything right here. The only way to know that I have the highest quality of anything is that I do it myself. And maybe that puts a lot of pressure on myself, but I really believe that's what makes us different and we love doing it. So it's a win-win.
Yeah, for sure makes you different. Okay, I want to talk about your pigs. We got a bunch of pork chops and pork shoulder from you last month. And we did like this slow cook, made these pork carnitas. It was literally the most amazing meal I've ever had. My husband is like, we need to get more pork from Sarah. I want to talk about not just the meat, right? What kind of pigs that you have and what got you into producing pork for sale. But I also want to talk about the lard, right? Which you do use in your soap products. And I think that's something that people aren't used to hearing, but I think it's an important conversation to have. So let's start with the meat side. You started getting pigs. At what point were you like, we should have a farm club? I should like sell meat. Is it just really important for you to help get like healthy regenerative meat into people's hands? Or do you imagine, you know, growing that side of your business?
Yeah. So I would say yes, definitely. I'm very passionate about bringing healthy products, whether that's skincare or meat, to other people and just educating the community and anybody that's willing to learn. I think that's why I have pursued this as much as I have, because I know how many people are ignorant to these subjects and just literally don't know any better. The whole reason why we got into pigs, to kind of answer that part of the question, was in 2020, when there was a huge food scarce, I never wanted to feel like that again. That was scary for me and my family, like knowing we have 25 acres, we could, you know, at the time we didn't have any animals. We didn't even have the goats quite yet. So it was just like, we have the ability to have food security, at least for ourselves. And that's why we got into pigs and why we got into raising our own meat chickens. That's where we started. It was literally because of COVID. We just never wanted to feel like that again. And that was a big turning point for my husband, Brian, as well. So Brian always thought, I would say, he never said I was crazy, but I think he thought that I was a little too crunchy, or I don't know how to quite describe that situation, but I always knew he thought I was a little over the top. Okay. With my crunchy ways, I guess. But that was
every single woman listening to this literally just started laughing and they were like, oh yeah, I got a husband like that too.
But this, like when 2020 hit, like I just feel like he literally, and I feel like a lot of people have since 2020 just really opened up and have become more mindful of not only what they're using on their skin, but just what they're consuming in general. And I would say the same thing happened for Brian. I've educated him a ton on ingredients and food and skincare. But now when he goes to the grocery store, when I send him, he still gets some junk food. I will not say that he's perfect, but he will actually look at ingredient lists that are in the organic aisle. Because I have told him, just because it's organic doesn't mean that, oh, you can get everything in the organic aisle for the kids for snacks, like cookies. And, you know, it's still junk food. So I'm like, is there seed oils in it? Is there this in it? Like I've taught him, and now he will actually look at the ingredient list. So I just have to say he's come a long way. But yes, this was our turning point in our lives where we really decided to start not only growing our own vegetables, but raising our own meat. And I couldn't do this side of the business without him. I mean, this side of the business is mainly Brian. He is the one out there feeding the animals, watering. I always say he raises the meat, I market it for him, and I'm the animal's midwives. Like I am the one there when the babies are being born, which is my favorite part anyways. But yeah, I mean, that part of the business would not be possible without him. He's became very passionate about our pigs, and he's very interested in genetics and improving genetics, which has been a big thing with the pigs that we raise. So it's been quite a journey, and we both very, very much so love it.
So let's talk about the kind of pigs you have. You have Cooney Cooney pigs, but I will say that because my daughter's not a big pork lover, but she loves your pork and it feels more like red meat. Like you're eating a steak or you're eating red meat than I would say other porks. So can you just kind of explain like what makes your pork different? What what about the Cooney Cooney and specifically the way that you have raised the genetics to create such a high quality meat?
Yeah. So most people don't know this and they think pork is pork. Pork is all the same, but it's not even just about pasture raising pork. It also comes down to the breeds. So we raise a heritage breed of pigs. So that means they're slow growing. They're not huge. They're called Cooney Cooney pigs. And I always say you have not tried good pork until you have tried Cooney Cooney pork. The main reason for the flavor difference is the fat content. So that's where the flavoring is in the pork. And if you're buying more like a commercial breed, they're built to eat a lot of feed and convert that into a lot of muscle. And when you do that, you get a lean cut of pork. So with our pigs, it's like I said, it's a slow process. So it takes 12 months, sometimes 14 months until we can harvest them. And because they are pasture raised, they're getting nutrients from the earth, but also it's the quality of the feed. Like there's so many different inputs, I would say, that makes our pork what it is. But the biggest thing is the breed, and it's that it's a heritage breed and that it takes 12 months to grow out. We're not feeding them 6 pounds a day like you would a commercial hog. It's half of that, if not a little bit less. It's like 2 to 3 pounds a day of feed, but they also have access to pasture or the woods, and they always have hay in their huts, which our pigs actually do eat hay. And I always say our pigs actually graze. Like if you think of commercial hogs, you think of their long snouts and they root up the ground. Our pigs actually graze and eat grass and kind of like a cow in that aspect.
It's so cute. I love pulling up and like seeing them out there. And it's been so fun for me too, as your friend, to, you know, every time I go out to the farm, which is regularly, there's new pens and there's new things being built. And I see Brian out there, you know, building new farrowing huts because you've got, you know, more pigs giving birth. And just to see it grow and to see, you know, what it's becoming is awesome. I want to talk about the fact that you use all parts of the pig, right? This is something that's important to you. You use the lard from the pigs in your soap making. Can we talk about that for a second?
Yeah. So everything that is here, all the animals, everything is multi-purpose. And that's the way that I have thought of everything when we've brought in a new animal. Like, okay, if we're getting pigs, I'm going to use the lard and the soaps. We're going to eat the meat. We're obviously going to have extra meat, so we're going to sell the meat. So everything has a purpose. And also with the pigs, they are regenerating our soil. When we first moved here, our soil was rocky, shale, clay. Now we have like several inches of nice topsoil. We have taken areas that were full of shale that now grow beautiful green grass and our pasture for our pigs. So everything is regenerating and everything, like I said, it's multi-purpose. Like the pigs are feeding us the soaps, but also regenerating our land. The biggest thing with the Cooney Cooney pigs, I will say, with their lard is it has been comparable to emu oil. So I don't know how many people know about that, but that's actually a huge deal to say that this type of lard is comparable to that quality. The lard that we produce, it is super creamy, it is white, and it does not have that typical smell of lard. And unless you've ever like purchased lard from the butcher shop, you might not know what I'm talking about, but it's usually really hard and it's just a different quality. So our lard's very soft and it's just like gorgeous lard, which may be funny to say if you don't know the difference in lard.
Well, and I think that a lot of people don't like way back in the day, like lard was how soaps were made. And I could go on a tangent, right? So like 100 years ago, lard was how people made soap. And then you got Procter & Gamble. And they needed, you know, they had a bunch of processed waste from cottonseed oil. And so then they started creating things like canola oil and selling all of that. And then people started making soaps out of crappy industrial oils. And it was because, you know, they were being sold on this idea that it was this new thing, that it wasn't based on lard, but actually was terrible for you and terrible for your skin. And so companies stopped using lard, but lard is amazing for your skin. And like you said, specifically the Cooney Cooney, the fat, like emu oil is amazing for your skin. And so this lard is just, you know, it's, you're going back to the way things were done before.
Yes, ancestral skincare is the term.
Yeah, I love it. And we buy your lard because my husband is a hunter, but we do a lot of venison. He makes his own, he processes it. And so we've purchased from you and he loves it. So he's, you know, we can vouch for how high quality that stuff is. Any hunters out there, you know what we're talking about.
Yes.
So talk to me and share. And I know right now it's just for those local to the area, but you have Farm Club. What is Farm Club?
So Farm Club is where you come once a month. You get a box of meat. It contains different cuts and flavors of pork. You get a whole chicken and you get eggs. You can choose a 1 to 2 person box, a 3 to 4 person box, or a 5 to 6 person box. These members also get first dibs to our farm. So you get to know what's happening first, what special events we're having. You get dibs on tickets first, and this provides food security for our members. So we will not sell any pork or chicken or eggs or anything to the public until we know that we have enough for our members each month.
Yeah, and I'm a happy member, by the way. But if you're in the local area in Virginia, around Winchester, Cross Junction, Front Royal, I highly recommend getting on Farm Club. The quality of the food is amazing. You also hold classes. You teach how to make soaps. You do a lot of things on the farm. It's not just a place that is your home. It's like a full experience that you give to the local community. So I love that. And I hope that in the future you get to the place where you can ship meat to other places, because I know there's probably people on your waiting list. So I love that and I can't wait for that. So let me just we're going to wrap this up. Let me ask you two more questions. One, what do you love more, making skincare or raising meat?
So that's a hard question. I would say that I just love being outside the most. So whether that's outside harvesting herbs or in the greenhouse, or that's outside delivering some babies from a pig or goats, I just love being outside. So that would be a dual answer, I guess. Anything to do with outside that has to do with the farm, whether that's for the herbs, for the skincare, or with the animals, I just love being outside. And with making products, I've been doing it for 8 years. I have to be inside to do that. So I would just say that I still love making products, but I think I love the formulation process better. Like, I love learning more and revamping our products every few months or so and looking at products. Could I make this better? I think it's actually the formulation process that I love the most with the skincare.
That's a good answer.
My hands are getting tired.
Yeah. So where do you see Willow Moon Farm 5 years from now? If it could be anything, what would it look like?
So the long-term goal, I hope to have a bigger shop for creating skincare products, I don't even want to say manufacturing because that sounds so just not what we are. We're handmade. So I actually have a vision in my head, if you really want to know, of a white and black, like full barn looking building, like a barn dominion. I think I said that right. That's the idea I have in my head. So I want a bigger production shop, I would say. And I want to be able to grow the program where we can ship our meat and offer it to more families across the U.S. And also, I really want to be able to bring my husband home so he doesn't have to power wash anymore. He started his business when he was 18. He's 36 now. And while he's good at what he does, he's also getting burned out in that and wants to be home with us. So I hope to grow the business to make that possible, to where we can all be on the farm together, working with each other. And really, that just be our daily lives.
I hope I get to see that happen for you. I want that for you, friend. All right. So where can people find you? Where can they follow you on Instagram? And what's your website so people can also get on your email list?
So you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram. It's at Willow Moon Farm. I post behind the scenes, new products, and just different happenings on the farm. You can purchase our products online through the website, which is willowmoonfarm.org. Be sure to subscribe to our newsletters. That is where I send exclusive discounts, updates, and you can see our latest blogs and just more behind the scenes on the farm.
Yeah, so I will put all of those links down in the show notes so you guys have access to them. And as a reminder, for all of the skincare products that she's got on there, there'll also be a link to shop there. And you can use Wendy10 as a code and get 10% off. Sarah, I'm so happy you finally came on and we made it happen. And then I'll see you tomorrow for our raw milk pickup. Or no, Sunday. I'll see you Sunday.
Thanks so much for having me and letting me share my story with your listeners, Wendy.
Of course. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.